بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Yesterday we discussed a bit in regards to what we call wazifas, wazaif, prescriptions for debts. Person has debts upon him, he has accounts he cannot pay. So in Sharia, first we find the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to avoid going into debt. But if a person had to the correct intention, then he finds it difficult to repay the debts despite making the efforts. Then in the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned a few du'as, which we call wazifas, for a person to recite. Some of them we'll find in the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And many a times we find in kitabs, wazifas, some prescriptions by some pious people, some ulama, awliya, buzruks. They prescribe certain du'as, certain wazifas to be read. So those wazifas, those du'as are also correct to be read, on condition we don't take those du'as to be sunnah. That they read those du'as, Allah Ta'ala opened their heart, certain Quranic ayat, certain du'as that they made, and they found to the barakat of reading these ayat or these certain du'as, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the debts. But those type of du'as we can read also, but as we mentioned, we don't regard those du'as to be sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has kept effect in there. Among those we mentioned, one is salah. Salah plays a very great role in a person being able to repay his debt. At one point over here, ulama mentioned also that for a person to get his work done, for a person to get his work done with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is very easy. To understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very easy. To understand insan, very difficult, complex, intricate, delicate, sensitive. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so to say in human language, is straightforward. We say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I am sorry, I won't do the sin again. Immediately the announcement will be given and made forgiven. Insan, we say, please forgive me, I made a mistake. Insan will think about it, whether really you're genuine, whether you're going to do it again. Then he might say, or she might say, the wife also, everything forgiven, whether forgotten, Allah knows best. But Allah Ta'ala says, forgiven and forgotten. So to understand Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, very simple, very easy. One example ulama give also, to get a work done from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. They say a young boy, for example, leaves the masjid. He meets his friends outside the masjid. And as young boys, my father bought me this, my father bought me that. Has a smart watch, has a new tacky. So the youngster knows my father isn't too well off, doesn't have the means possibly. Doesn't realize the father is sitting in the car and he is listening to the whole conversation between his son and the friends. The friends say to the young boy that my father bought me this tacky, my father bought me this watch, 2,000 rand, 4,000 rand, has these features and these features. So this youngster says, my father is very generous. Father will buy it for me also. Father hears a conversation in the vehicle, in the car, and he thinks to himself, where am I going to buy him 4,000 rand smart watch? Said a smart statement to make. Anyway, the father goes home. And commonly we find, he discusses with the wife, do you know what your son said to his friends, that I will buy him such an expensive watch? What the mother would say? You say, make a plan for him. Buy it for him. I have some savings also. You have a certain friend. It will be a cheaper brand, but don't break his heart. Don't break his heart. And on the supper table, the young boy will ask the father finally, in his roundabout way, Papa, Abba, Daddy, friends all have the certain watch. Please buy me one. And we know the reaction of the wife, she'll give big eyes to the husband. Don't tell him no. Don't break his heart. Father will say, okay, we'll make a plan. So ulama saying, in two statements his work got done. The boy just said, my father is very generous. My father is very generous. Punch bowl in five words. His work got done. He put his father in the corner. That's why we are taught, go to the entire world and tell them, my Allah is the provider. My Allah is the sustainer. Make the muzakaratum, Allah will give us, Allah will sort out our debts. Allah wants to hear us saying it. That we say it with conviction and yaqeen, without any doubt. How will the father, and the father that has the means, and the friends, and the youngster says to his son, my father will buy it for me. And how we find commonly this attitude of the father, he might not say it, but in his heart he will say, my son knows who's the boss. I will buy it for him. By tomorrow, as we hear commonly, that when you hear phone someone, but I have got some work, can you sort it out? What's the response? Done. Sorted. By Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, already done. Oh my banda, just increase the amal. Say to the whole world that Allah is a raziq, Allah is malik, Allah is khaliq. When Allah hears this, so to say, insan gets so thrilled. How beautifully ulama say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to be praised. Therefore, every rakat of salah, you have to praise Allah. And the opening verses, Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah say, I want you to praise me. So this whole effort of da'wat and tabligh and deen is to praise Allah, that Allah wants to hear you saying it. Like how insan loves his praises also. Allah Ta'ala commands us to praise Him. And how to praise Allah? Allah did not leave it to us. That you praise in your words, you might just mess it up. Allah gave us the words to praise Him also. I want you to praise me in these words, and this is what I will give you in exchange. Guaranteed. If the father will buy it for the son, so definitely without a shadow of doubt, Allah will sort out the debts. Allah will take him out of his difficulty. But the Hadith Sharif says, seek your sustenance with patience and taqwa. Be patient, will come in its right time. And have taqwa. The dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that O Allah, Allahumma ja'al rizqika aliyya inda kibri sinni. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah, give me the best of my sustenance in my old age. Now insan is hasty, he wants it quick. He wants it quick, but then the test of mal, the test of wealth, then he's squandering it. Israf. Wastage, haram avenues. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, towards the end of his life, Abu Dawud Sharif riwayat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam became mubaddan. He became a bit hefty. He picked up weight because he saw Islam was spreading. Allah Ta'ala opened the futuhat, the victories began, and the booty began to come into Madinatul Munawwara. So ulama say the best of sustenance is that comes in old age. A man is wise. He will spend it now for his qabr and his akhirat. And wisely he will distribute among his family members. When he is young, then he was to hold it back and then spend it in the wrong avenues. So in regards when it comes to the different wazaif and different du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has prescribed for debts, one of the du'as that is mentioned, that a slave came to Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a mukatab slave. Mukatab slave refers to that slave that has signed, so to say, a deal, a transaction with the master. The master says to the slave, pay me so much and you will be free. So this mukatab, the slave, was unable to pay the debt upon him to get his freedom. So he came to Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he says to Ali radiallahu anhu that I cannot pay this debt of mine to free myself. So Ali radiallahu anhu said to the slave, shall I teach you a few words that Nabi Ali salatu wasalam taught me in regards to a debt? And he says, if you will read this, you will read this and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you debt free. Even if your debts reach the size of the mountains, Allah ta'ala will destroy them. So please teach me this dua. So Ali radiallahu anhu taught him the dua, Allahumma kfini bi halalik an haramik. وَأَغْنِنِي بِفَضْلِكَ عَمَّنْ سِوَاكُ. We hear this dua commonly. One dua we hear, Allahumma kfina. That is the plural. Ya Allah, suffice us. Allahumma kfini. Oh Allah, suffice me with your lawful means against your prohibited means. And make me independent of all those besides you. Allahumma kfini بِحَلَالِكَ عَنْ حَرَامِكَ وَأَغْنِنِي بِفَضْلِكَ عَمَّنْ سِوَاكُ. Another dua regards to debts and to remove stress, sorrow and fulfillment of debts. This is the riwayat Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu, al-Khudri radiallahu anhu. He says, one day Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam entered the masjid, Masjid al-Nabawi. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw a man there from the Ansar. His name was Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he said to him, "What is the matter that I am seeing you sitting in the masjid when it's not the time of salah?" Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied and he said, I am entangled in sorrow and debts. I have gham in me. Some gham, some sorrow has gripped my heart and I have debts upon me. And we know a person is in debts, then the mind doesn't work. His mind overthinks. And here also, for us to understand when it comes to our problems, but our mind works such a way, 95% problem, 5% solution. But the reality is, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has given us 100% solution. Every solution is there in Quran and Hadith. So he says that I am entangled in sorrow and death. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, "Shall I not teach you words by which when you say them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove your sorrow, your gham, and settle your debts?" Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Yes, Ya Rasulullah." Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Say in the morning, like after Fajr, and say in the evening, like after Maghrib, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-huzn, wal-ajzi wal-kasal, wal-bukhli wal-jubn, wa dala'i al-dayn, wa ghalabati al-rijal." They are different wordings in different ahadith. This dua also comes in hadith. That, "Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from anxiety and sorrow, weakness and laziness, miserliness and cowardice, the burden of debt, and from being overpowered by men." Person is in debt, then we find the creditors putting pressure on him. "When are you going to pay? Ya Allah, save me from this." And then a very beautiful wazifa to be read, very powerful, very effective also. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that a person came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and also in regards to debts, "I cannot pay my accounts, my debts." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, where are you from the tasbihat of the malaika? And to the barakat of this tasbih, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides sustenance for the entire creation. O Nabi of Allah, teach me this wazifa, this dua, by means of which now biha yurzaqoon, the entire humanity and malaika have been given their sustenance. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "O Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, recite, Subhanallahi bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-Azim, Astaghfirullah. Subhanallahi bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-Azim, Astaghfirullah 100 times between the break of dawn, between Subh Sadiq and the Fajr Salah. And what will happen? The world will come to you disgraced and humiliated. Ta'tika ad-dunya raghimatan saghiratan." That the dunya, Allah Ta'ala, so to say, Allah will throw dunya at your feet. "That the world will come to you disgraced and humiliated, and an angel will be created with every tasbih, will glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the day of Qiyamah." This is a very simple wazifa to be read daily. That comes in the hadith. Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala, amongst our senior ulama of the time, he mentioned that he would prefer before this wazifa 11 times Durood Sharif and 11 times after it Durood Sharif again. Why Durood Sharif? Allama Shami rahmatullah alayhi says, "As-salawatu al-habib mustajabatun qattu." That durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is 100% accepted. So in this durood in the beginning, and salawat and durood at the end, it is impossible that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will accept only durood and reject what is in between. That Allah will accept it also. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Astaghfirullah.